Pete Ford, that was a shock to the system.
Yeah, it was a very sobering thing for most of us to wake up to on Saturday morning to hear about the Princess of Wales and her cancer battle, because of all the many theories that had gone around, nobody had talked about cancer. I suppose that stems back to when we were originally told that she was crook. They'd said off the record to the press, they briefed the press privately as well as sending out the official documentation, they'd actually said it's not cancerous. And at that time, it wasn't. That was subsequently found. But, you know, as I said to you multiple times over the last couple of months, you know, she's not missing. We knew exactly where she was. She was at Adelaide Cottage. You know, we knew exactly what she was doing. She was dealing with an illness. We didn't know the exact nature of it, but we knew where she was. We knew what she was doing. So I don't know how this narrative became that she was dead and people, she was having a facelift and she'd left Prince William and all of that stuff that just went on for so long. It just seemed odd. I don't know how it begins, whether it's just born out of people's demand to know every gory, intimate detail of someone else's life. And in this case, this was somebody who didn't want to share it. A lot of celebrities do, but in this case, she didn't, mainly for the sake of her kids. And I think she's realised that her kids are going to go online and see stuff. And then with the breach at the hospital, I felt that she probably thought, I've got to get ahead of the narrative here and go out and do this, even though she perhaps would have much preferred to not do it.
Would they have been better off sticking to their guns, doing it the old-fashioned way of not briefing the media, not including the media, just sort of saying, we're the royal family, you know, do your best?
Yeah, we'll be back at some time in the future. Well, that's always been the belief. When the Queen was around, she always worked on the theory, if you give them something, they will want more. So don't give them anything. But I think the world has changed, obviously, and they held out for a long time, giving the briefest of information about the Princess of Wales. And in the end, I guess they probably did end up caving. I mean, it's a new world now, and maybe honesty is still better. But even as what she did over the weekend, there's still criticising her, you know, still saying, you know, why isn't Prince William sitting next to her? And, you know, the nonsense that just goes on. I mean, I love a good, sexy, intriguing story more than anybody, but this never was that. And I just don't fully comprehend how it became it and became very much bullying of, you must give us the information, we demand to have it.